I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. There's a study out today from a research organization that works to advance women in business. The study from the organization Catalyst shows corporate boards of directors have more women than they used to, but there still aren't many. Tess Vigeland is with us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. Tess, what's the percentage of women among corporate board members?
13.6% in the Fortune 500, Madeline. And 2 years ago, it was 12.4%. In 1995, it was 9.6%. So there is progress, but not nearly enough, according to Catalyst's president, Eileen Lang.
These numbers are directionally correct, but disappointing. We had hoped to see a higher increase. We expect that with the strong representation of women in the economy, with the impact and influence that women have as wage earners, as employees, as investors and consumers and business owners, that the impact of women would be more strongly felt.
So basically, the glass ceiling is still there, and even more so for women of color, who only hold 3% of Fortune 500 board seats. That's about 145 out of almost 5,000.
Wow. So is there any good news in that report?
Well, yeah, it's good that at least the numbers are going up a little bit. Another bright spot is that today only 54 of those companies have no women on their boards. 8 years ago, 96 of them didn't. And it's the largest companies, the Fortune 100, that are actually doing the best job of incorporating women on their boards. The percentage actually goes down as the companies get smaller, as they get farther down on that ranking.
And do the researchers have any proposals to get more women on corporate boards?
Well, the biggest suggestion they have is for those who are on nominating committees is that they take a close look at the Sarbanes-Oxley Corporate Reform Act. You'll remember that's the law that was passed last year after all the corporate scandals at Enron and WorldCom and Adelphia. A good chunk of the blame for those rested on the boards of directors, that they were too cozy with management and even too cozy with each other. So, of course, there's been a big push, including in Sarbanes-Oxley, to create more independent boards that aren't gentlemen's clubs or the old boys network that we always hear about. And what better way to get away from those business cliches than to add more estrogen to the mix? Perhaps the best and truest outsiders out there are women. And in the Marketplace Newsroom today, we're following the fluctuations of the euro, the European common currency. It's hit several new highs this week against the dollar, and we're going to take a look at why that is.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks so much, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.